Okay, so our next speaker is going to be Ayanava, who is going to tell us about IPM Core. And in true extension methodology, I have handouts that I'll be distributing during this talk.
Thank you all, and welcome. I'm going to talk about IPM Core, which is more about strategy than individual applications and products. So it's basically IPM Core stands for IPM Communication Resources, and it's a grant-funded project. I don't mention it, but Dr. Henry Fadamiro, who is at Auburn University, he's my colleague. He's a research entomologist. I'm the extension counterpart, and I do most of the strategy planning and implementation statewide. I'm also the state sustainable ag coordinator, which means I'm responsible for the organic program. And I'm also 20% evaluation, which means that I actually do program evaluations, which include process, outcome, and impact evaluations. So I don't do anything unless I have figured out how to evaluate it. Okay, after this presentation, what will you know? You'll know what Alabama Extension is and how we do business. You'll know what IPM Core stands for and the need for the project, how you can use theory of change as a planning tool. Can anybody tell me what's a theory of change? Just give me a simple example that you if I tell you the answer, you'll say, oh yeah, I knew it. What's the theory of change? How many people here are writing grants? Raise your hands. How many people use logic model? That's a theory of change. What you're doing is you're visualizing the relationship between inputs, outputs, outcomes, and impacts, right? So that's a theory of change. We have our own theory of change. You can have your own model for theory of change. So we'll talk about that. I'll talk about the communication strategy that we have for IPM Core, discuss the outputs, outcomes, and some impacts. If I run out of time, you have my handout and you know where to get me. And social change, you will realize that social change is very important. We are entomologists, fine. We are scientists, fine. But at the end of the thing, you need a social change. Okay, everything boils down to what did you do for the society. That's where we're headed, and that's what grand panel reviewers love to see. Okay, here's what is Extension, Alabama Extension. We are very small compared to our counterparts in Florida and Georgia. We do not have county-based programming anymore. All we do is big meetings, which is a regional system. We have regional extension agents. In commercial horticulture or vegetable production that I'm going to talk about, there's only 5 extension agents left for the 67 counties of Alabama. So you can imagine how small extension is. That's why what we can't do has been filled through industry. Crop advisors are doing the business that we used to do. Okay, so it's a changing model. How do you incorporate that into your model when you're trying to talk about strategy? So that's our thing with the extension model that we have in place in the state. The outputs change every year. If farmers want an app, we will do an app. But until the farmer tells me I need an app, I won't do it. Okay? So we are very need-based because we have very scanty resources. And we are very careful about the outputs. But the outcomes don't change. The outcomes and impacts are your social and behavioral themes, right? So you have to focus on those all the time in your strategy. Some of the common insect problems, I thought this is an entomology conference. I usually go to the American Evaluation Association meetings where I present our impacts. But this is an entomology conference, so I thought, well, I should just do some justification to insects. But we do have increasing insect problems with the sucking insect pests, and some of them are up there. And then we have invasives, okay, to deal with, coming from Florida and Georgia. Anyway, what's IPM Core? IPM Core is a synchronized technology transfer. Notice the words, technology transfer, which means it includes information plus a use. A factor which makes it a transferable technology. So that's a synchronized technology transfer and evaluation system, which is a continuous evaluation system that adapts to growers' needs. Okay, so the program builds upon itself. When I started 4 years back at Auburn, the vegetable IPM program had collapsed because the entomologist had left for 13 years. There was no one to run the program. So it's a baby that's learning to walk and now hopefully it's running. But again, we come back to the theory of change and you'll see a model. And it's all grant funded. So we have 3 major grant funds totaling to about $1.3 million. And I'm evaluating all these grants. So these are multiple partners, and you're constantly evaluating them for effectiveness. What was the need? We evaluated farmers 4 years back, and there were some major technical and institutional barriers that we had to deal with, and we wrote those into the grants. The other thing is increasing number of beginning and low resource farmers. Alabama has many pockets of poverty, and a lot of those farmers are poor. They are low input farmers. So we had to deal with this changing nature of our clientele that are coming to our extension meetings. Then we try to create a standardized communication and evaluation system that others can adopt. And then very aggressive partnerships. Because we are so small in extension, there's only 5 extension agents left. There is no option but to partner. So here's the objectives, which are based on the needs that we wanted to identify the critical needs of the LRFs, which is the low resource farmers. We want to use multiple channels. And we want to track barriers, which is very important. If you are a PI on a grant, you want to know what's stopping somebody from using a technology, which could be an app on a smartphone. And then establishing a monitoring and evaluation system was also a major goal. These are some of the impact statements. If you work with logic models, you write impacts which actually have numbers in there. So those are our impact statements, and those are our annual impact, and so which means we want 20% increase in IPM program awareness in the farmers, 10% increase in IPM adoption per year. So in the entire life of your program, you are achieving at least 30 to 40% change. And then 10% increase in the use of alternative IPM tactics, which was a goal for us, for one of our grants. Here's our model for theory of change. Logic model is very linear, correct? It goes from one left side of the page, ends on the right side of the page. So it appears as a very linear model, but our model is very circular, which means that there's a continuous feedback system that's evolving the program. And what it is I serve, as a project manager, I serve like a bridge between the researchers and the extension agents. Okay, so I'm constantly monitoring this program and taking the information out to farmers through agents on one side and keeping the researchers informed. From farmers, in order to sustain, so farmers are the people who will accept your technology. Okay, from there on, in order to sustain the movement, you have to think about this. When you're doing a program, what happens if you quit your job and went somewhere? Will the program collapse? If you answered yes, then you are not running a sustainable program. Okay, so imagine, always involve the farmers and communities in there. And that's what this does, because you want to sustain your program. And then, of course, you need to work with communities, which in our case became the food policy councils. I'm an entomologist, but I get invited to food policy councils because I have a global overview of the system. So I think that's an important social change, because I have influenced some key people. But that's very important, to have a social impact of your program. So this is our communication plan. The goal was to establish IPM Core as a trustworthy service, invest in high and low cost communication tools, and then interlink those tools. But the tools necessarily don't have to be interdependent. What I mean is, if I have Facebook channel, if something happens to Facebook tomorrow, my program shouldn't run out of steam. Okay, so they are interlinked but not dependent. And we do have an evaluation system in place. What gets measured gets done, not the other way around. Okay, so evaluation is the filter. Here's some communication tools we are using right now for IPM, and the vegetable IPM program. The no-cost tools include the website. Well, you may argue, well, there is a cost involved. Well, yes, but I don't have to write that into the grant. Some of the things, they do it for us, because we have the IT unit helping us, which is great. But there's the website, there's the press releases, and the social media. Everything goes under that no-cost tool, okay? And then in the social media, we have partners. I've partnered with the other agencies where I can actually tweet on their site. So all of that goes into that no-cost tool. Then there's some medium-cost tools, now which includes the meetings, which are very important to go to. Then if you are designing bookmarks, flyers, those are important medium-cost tools. They're not very expensive, but your very expensive ones for us are the IPM exhibitions. I set up an exhibition. If I'm not talking like this, I will have an exhibition. So farmer can actually come there and see, and he's actually being evaluated while he's asking questions. So evaluation is always on my mind. And those demonstration plots take quite a bit of our resources. I will back up to say one thing. On the far right-hand corner is the IPM kiosk. This is something we are trying to. We have a pilot project where we are trying to develop some touchscreen IPM kiosks and install them at places like Walmart and Lowe's, where the urban consumer is coming and making a decision. So we're trying to see if we can do something on that scale. We have a few sites we've selected. We have touchscreen kiosks, and that's actually called self-service technology. It's like ATM. Okay, it gives you more power to control the behavior of your audience. Okay, think about ATM. Okay, some of the outputs of the programs. Okay, here's some graphs. Our total participation has gone up, which shows that our program is doing what it's supposed to. Farmers are interested in coming. Okay, so we have grown multiple times. Our survey return rates, because evaluation is important, survey return rates have improved, which is good. That's an indicator of interest for us. And number of major events. Remember, we are doing only major events. We do not do county-based programming. We are doing 8 major statewide events, which is a handful. It takes a long time to do those. So there's a growing interest in farmers. The other thing I'm noticing in our surveys is there's a drop in the number of the acres that per producer in our surveys. And there's probably a bias there, a sampling bias, because a lot of the beginning farmers and low-resource farmers are coming to extension now that they know IPM exists and there's a face to it. They're coming out when they never participated, now they're participating, which is bringing down that average land holding. But that's an important trend. You want to know that, okay? It affects your programming. And those are the 4 general categories and how much average that farmer owns. For example, a conventional vegetable farmer in Alabama is smaller compared to a Georgia and Florida farmer, and you can see it's 28 acres. Compare that to a low-resource farmer, he has 2 to 4 acres. Anything below 2 acres is almost like a gardening, so a hobby farmer, okay. Okay, some of the things about your audience you should know. I have highlighted the important part. Now this graph shows you the numbers from the trend from 2009 all the way to 2011. Now these surveys I use indicators, and I track the people in time. Okay, so I'm able to compare. Well, two minutes. All right. So I'm able to compare how my clients are changing, and what's going on here is you see the tremendous rise in the low resource farmers and the beginning farmers showing up. So we're trying to adapt to a changing clientele, which we have to. So that's something we are noticing. I continuously track that. The other major concern why IPM Core was created was there was a tremendous lack of awareness about the IPM program, and then also difficulty in accessing information. And those two things show up at the 2009, and then 2011 is the current level. So you can see that drop, which indicates our program success. Okay, so we have been tracking this with multiple clientele. Okay, here's the website that you guys want to see. This is our alabamacrops.com, a very well-known website in Alabama. And we have direct links to the entomology information sheets. And then there's a weekly IPM newsletter that I edit. A number of us write that newsletter. And it's very popular among the farmers. There's the Alabama SEER website, where I report to the SEER administrators our program impacts. So farmers can go there and download reports. And there's 3 universities, so there's 3 SEER coordinators. It has led to better resource or expertise sharing, basically. We have a Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. It's a country in itself. So I'm on Facebook too, and one thing I do is I do IPM contests, which is really interesting. I put some pictures, and I ask people to respond, and you'll see that graph at the bottom. That indicates the tweaks, the peaks of responses, so that kind of wakes up your subscribers to it, okay? Try it sometime, it's pretty cool. You'll see that bump in response. So it's a more interactive too, making it fun for farmers. Here's a little demographics, who is using it? Well, my channel, most of them are into 45 to 54 years old. So Facebook now has these insights. This is the newsletter, and we have tremendous response from farmers, many issues every year, 18 issues every year. And now it's available through the Alabama Extension Store. Hopefully someday maybe we'll have to charge people from for downloading it. I don't know. We are moving towards where we are service fee-based model of extension. But anyway, it's on extension store, so it's globally available. YouTube video, I don't know how you tell the impact. I still don't have a good survey technique for determining impact. But it's being used. This one I really enjoy. I have all my presentations on SlideShare, and it's unbelievable. 20,000 people almost have seen it. But again, how would you determine the impact? These are things I do not know exactly yet. Okay, and this is the kiosk I was talking about. We have done a few, but we are still trying to do it. The impacts, I will just rush through. This is an important slide. I will say we are on track. If you have good indicators in your program, you can actually track your progress. Many times I meet with projects where the PI will tell me, oops, we got off track and we don't know what we did. So then I come in and I have to visualize what went wrong and where, and then have a course correction. But make sure your IPA programs is on track. Okay, and I had something about social impact, but I'll stop here. You have my printout.